Blog Talk Radio.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was. Homeward bound, home, where my thoughts escape in home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound, home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. When my thoughts are escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Well, it's a very good evening to everybody there on Saturday night. The playoffs are underway, and I have it reliably informed by my co-host Deb that Philly is going to win. Hello, Deb. How are you?
Fantastic. I can't believe they just scored again. How are you?
Ah, very, very well. Yes, there'll be a very, very happy crowd there for it's a Philly thing down at the stadium there, because they've really done a fantastic job there this evening and beaten up the New York Giants something fierce, Deb. So nobody will be terribly unhappy about that in Philly. Now, we do have a caller. Hello and welcome, 440, to the show. Hi, 440.
Hello, AP. How's it going?
Hey, Stephen, I'm very well. How are you?
All right.
Very, very good. Well, I just had to say that normal times, of course, this would be Deb, myself, AP, and Mr. J. Hatter. But, of course, Mr. J. Hatter is out doing stuff, and so he can't be here tonight. So we've had a few little delays about this program. And so we thought, for the good of everybody and common sense of everybody, that we could go and get it done, even though Hatter was not there to join us. So, Hatter, I'm sorry, but I'm sure you'll catch up. If you get a call in, please do. But meantime, Stephen, I know that you've been on the airwaves quite a bit. But Deb's already got your piece up on the board on the topic Homeward Bound.
Yeah, this is kind of a reach, actually. But I figured, you know, when you get home, there's always that comfort food, and in my opinion,
yeah, yeah.
Oyster stew,
yeah,
is
no.
So.
No, with your love.
Yeah, I made this a couple weeks ago, and I kind of wrote this as I was cooking it up on the stove. So, yeah, this is called Oyster Stew is Comfort Food.
Beautiful.
Butterfat flour roux mixed with cream, chopped shoots and roots. Liquid from the pearly shell, garlic and salt as they suit. Bivalves stirred into the pot and butter melted in soup. ladle into cup or bowl, saltines to top the lute, then pump.
Well, there you go. And you did that from scratch, Steve. You did the whole oyster. Well, that is impressive. There is far too little oyster stew in the world, and far too little of it is made by hand in the way you describe. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Stephen's stew?
Well, I have a question first. Stephen, is that an actual picture of you cooking?
Yes, it is.
I'm not an oyster person, but it looks kind of yummy. And I'm realizing here that you are just about to approach 34 line 10s with this one. I think it's really cool. And I like how you made the poetic recipe for anybody who is interested in the yummy bowl of soup that you've made there. And I especially like the fact that you put your own picture up. Too cool.
Yeah, it's impressive. Is that a little bit of parsley, or what's the green in it, Steve?
It's diced celery. Those would be the shoots.
Diced celery, really? Yeah, lovely. Very, very nice. Yeah. I mean, I have to say, having, you know, spent a bit of time in sort of America where it's very cold, there is something about stew or soups or that sort of homemade hot sort of seafood sort of essence that's something really quite special. And making it yourself just has something extra to the whole piece. So well done you for making it, number one. But number two, well done you for putting the poem together. It's it's really cool. And you know, with the picture and with your description, you can really taste it. It's got a lovely texture to it. So well done.
Thanks, AP.
So, now, in Hatter's absence, Stephen, we should say to you, do you want to talk about anything that's coming up very short so it flies?
Yeah, let's see. We have just two shows coming up this week, and it's not until Wednesday, right, hon?
Right.
Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, it is the Poetic Inklings and the Movement of Sound Connection, and we're going to focus on the movie Eddie and the Cruisers. So on the Inklings, we'll have quotes from the movie, and on the Movement of Sound,
yep,
we'll do the movie soundtrack.
Oh, very good.
Love that movie.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Well,
now
that's
Dark Side playing in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. So, and I have it officially from the board, Deb, that the Eagles have won the game.
Yes.
And
yes.
It wasn't even very close, if I have a look. Did it finish at 38-7?
Yes, it did. The Giants managed to sneak one in, which is fine with me because I hate seeing anybody get a zero. Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah. No, look, that's a big win. So there you go. So Steve, thank you. Did you want to hang around, or are you going to disappear into the eve for no doubt a whole heap of other things that await your attention?
Unfortunately, I need to get to sleep. My head is telling me to go to bed.
Yeah. No.
Say hi to Kay and take a peek in your guest book.
Yep.
Will do. Cool.
So, thank you, and thank you to Kay. Thank you to Stephen. And while they exit stage left, I do have another caller. Hello, 786, and welcome to the show.
Yes.
That might be thin, and it's sort of – there we go.
Hello?
Hello. Hello. Who am I talking to?
My name is Elder Beatmaster.
Okay. And are you on all poetry, sir?
Yeah, I just got a computer, so I mean I don't know nothing too much about it. I'm just like, this is the second show that I came through, but like, is all the shows connected to all poetry?
Not all of them, but this one is. Deb, can I get you to have a quick word to our new guest, just to give him the ups and downs of what we're doing while I fill in a few things?
Yeah, I just seen something about open mic, so I didn't know if it was like
word or... Yeah. Look, I'll get my co-host Deb just to have a chat to you about that. And while she's doing that, I thought I'd have a chat to you about what's going on in the program and the people that we've got writing for us today. And so my apologies for not being up and about for the last little bit because we've had a number of things go left ways, sideways and right ways. And so what I thought I would do is put a poem up on the board by Phil the Poet and we'll play his SoundCloud because he's been waiting for a number of weeks to get his piece on the board. And as always, thank you for supporting the show, Phil. So I'm going to put you up on the board now. And then I am going to play your SoundCloud, Phil, and then we'll be back and talking about it. Here we go.
There's a poem by Phil the Poet called Walking Home. I'm walking home through the streets, filled with puddles that jump at me every time a car decides to rush by. I carry on walking to my destination. The wind sends darts of rain, piercing my eyes, my skin, as I force my way through winter's frozen gauntlet. I stand in the doorway of an old abandoned shop with smiling, broken mannequins in out-of-date dresses of yesteryear. I see the rain transform into flakes, slowly drifting down, swaying in the wind. I step out and hear the crunch of snow underneath my rain-soaked boots. I carry on walking past the nightclub. Cigarette smoke mingles seductively with the cold night air before it disappears in the oblivious winter chill. Drunken laughter, obscene heckling chase me as I tread the familiar path, leading me home to the promise of warmth, the warmth of a blazing open fire. Home, where you wait for me, anticipating the turn of the key, eagerly looking out of the window for a frozen, lonely figure. Empire.
Thank you, Phil. I mean, there is something, and believe me, I've many times, Phil, that you pick up in that piece about that eagerness, that almost that longing to get back to a familiar place and to get back to the place where you don't have to be guessing at what's going on. You just things happen, and they happen there for a reason and a purpose. And there's something really nice about that whole process. And there's something nice about even waiting and thinking about that. So, Ed, I've got you back online again. How are you?
I'm good. This is Beatmaster. He had called once before on the show, but he's going to hang with us a little bit and get a feel for what's going on and everything. And in the meantime,
okay, cool.
You're still on Phil's poem, right?
Sorry, I'm still on Phil's poem. Yeah, no, I just played it.
I
played it, and I was just making comments about it. Yeah. So,
That's what I was going to say. I want to comment because I really like his second stanza there. The wind sends darts of rain piercing my eyes, my skin, as I force my way through winter's frozen gauntlet. I really, between the visuals and the thought of how that the rain would be feeling like darts, I thought that was really cool. And then towards the end, home, where you wait for me, anticipating the turn of the key, eagerly looking out the window for a frozen, lonely figure. And it's like that person that's at home waiting for you, and you finally get to the door and click. So I think this was a really clever poem, and he did a great job, as always.
No, I agree. I agree. Now, I know, Beatmaster, you were talking to Deb through that time. Have you had a chance to – can you see the links there of the pieces or not?
No, we're going to have to get to that part later because I was just telling him that I wanted to get back here with you and get the poems on the board. So he's not linked in at the moment, but we're going to try to rectify that. But like I said, I wanted to be able to help comment.
No. Maybe absolutely. Sorry, Deb.
Oh, no, it's cool. Maybe the next one he can, you know, listen and then give his opinion. After.
Yeah.
There was no way he could have heard this when he was in the green room.
No, because you're talking. No, absolutely. Completely. So I've got a couple of other poems here. I was thinking we might put Aparna Ramore's piece up, Deb, next. Which is My Faithful Madness, because we've got a SoundCloud for that as well, yeah? So let's put that up on the board and then have a listen to it, and we'll get some comments after we've done that. So here we go now. I'll play her SoundCloud now.
Let not poison pollute the labyrinths of minds. For my faithful madness is mine alone to bear. Where clear skies drift amid stormy tempests that gust their gales on shipwrecked thoughts. What truths speak forth from twisted musings that dance through veils of twirling ghosts? Their tongues spew words of spectral hues to echo through halls of empty abandonment. Do not bend the pillars of fractured notions. Speak only my truths through melting mists. Tread softly through dreams in haunted ruins. I call upon you, walk gently upon my brow. Shine shards of wisdom in celestial visions. Let us watch the winds that blow in silence. Together we will sail to forbidden shores, towards the fringe of a fallen eternity. You beckon from within, on wakened murmurs, to utter your tales behind masked facades. Beside me floats this pervasive presence. It embraces the hearts of jaded wills. In flocks dwell cries on soaring winds, unfettered from doctrines of faded decrees, mocking the dawn with shades of twilight, to deem deceptions on widowed whispers. Yet, though we meet where lucidity falters, my only true friend of demented doubt. We shall roam where the mighty must yield. For you, my faithful Magnus, are mine alone. Watch phantoms swim in stolen secrets, meandering the depths of tainted seas. Like salmon, we swim against surging tides, endlessly searching to find a way home.
Well, there you go. That was not what I was expecting at all, Det. That was Akana is British and has a number of SoundClouds on site, and it was interesting to see that he has got at the top of his profile a piece by Robert M, who's one of my favourite dark writers as well. So a shout out to Robert if you're out there. Hatter, welcome on board. Thank you for coming by.
Hey, I made it. Can you hear me okay?
Well done. Hold on. Yeah, done beautifully. Deb, what did you think of that piece by Akana?
I wasn't able to follow along or hear it.
Oh, no, that's okay, Hatter. No, I thought you weren't. I was actually going to Deb to get some comments. So we'll come back in two ticks.
Hi, Hatter. So I say,
hi.
That was really epic. At first, when he started reading, in all honesty, I saw Arcana. I thought it was going to be a lady reader. But, wow, between the theatrical content, there was a feel, like an ethereal feel to the music that added in the background there. And like, so many parts I could pick. Since shards of wisdom and celestial visions, let us waltz the wind that blow in silence. Together we will sail to forbidden shores towards the fringe of a fallen eternity. So it was just like the details made such a great story for us. And what a title, My Faithful Magnus. She... Shine shards of wisdom and celestial visions. It's just a brilliant, brilliant mind there. And over that other thing, unfettered from doctrines of faded decrees, mocking the dawn with shades of twilight. I can't remember hearing him read before, and I'm so glad that he made this recording. What a great share. I sure hope that you continue to send them in. That was a brilliant piece from start to finish, from title to the read. Thank you so much.
It had a lovely artistic sort of sense of presence, for want of a better word. There's something about the whole piece from start to go. Beatmaster, you obviously can't follow it, but did you have any sense of the words and the sense of that as it came through as you were listening?
Okay, this is more or less out of my league to a certain extent, but like once the queen read it to me while she was reading it off paper, I got it then more than. And his artistic expression of it, I felt a clash of the reverb and echo in his voice with the music. It was overbearing to me. I couldn't hear his words clearly, so I didn't.
Right.
I didn't have words in front of me to really.
No.
You know, I'm only can hear.
No,
y'all got the literature, so it was a better understanding for y'all to get the flow and understand. You know, get point. I got little snippets. Of lyrical genius, you know, of how he portrayed something, but I just couldn't get the whole poem in fullness. But I got more of it after y'all feedback.
I completely get it. It's very, very hard without I mean, what tends to happen, I don't know about you, but when you listen to a poem like that that has a lot of words in it and it sort of has almost a wall of words at you, they tend to collapse into one almost if you don't have the words sitting in front of you. And so it becomes really tough to get a sense of it because you sort of get overwhelmed by the words a bit. But I think a really interesting, Nick, and as I said, his words use reminds me of our long-lost friend Robert M. Depp, in terms of how he puts words together and how he phrases things. So now, Hatter, I know you weren't able to see any of that, but how has your week been? Have you had a good week?
You're going to have to give me a minute to get a little more situated here.
Okay. That's okay. We'll do that. Yeah, that's okay. No dramas at all, Hatter. Deb, what I might do is I might get you to put your poem up next, Home by the Sea. Because I think this is one of your sort of famous poems, actually, this one. This is one of your sort of cornerstone poems, if I could call it that.
I don't have a lot of favorites of my own, but I really, really do love this one. So I figured it was just a perfect fit for Homeward Bound. And it's called Home by the Sea. And here we go.
Yeah.
White shines on the blind side, lighting up the dark. Moonbeams by the lighthouse trigger dogs to bark. And stars light the black horizon with titanium marks, winking at my home by the sea. Waves crash on the cliff walls, frothing at the edge. Salt water splashes the rocks, green grass, and the hedge. Seabirds land in wetness, puddled on the ledge, bathing at my home by the sea. Checking wood frame shutters, chills sting to the bones. Shadows climb the woodwork by the stepping stones. I spy the face and spot you to the brass trombones. Sunshine hits my home by the sea. Clouds tint periwinkle, cruising past the shore. Footsteps echo heartbeats, shoes tap on the floor. Step into my parlor, leave the world outdoors. Just sit down, sit back, holding on to me at my moss-covered cottage, this home by the sea. And Paul.
Very, very nice, Deb. I think it, and it's very appropriate that you've got sort of Thomas Kincaid sort of picture there, because it sort of has that sort of real feel and sense of and sort of aroma almost of home in your words and in the picture. So I really enjoyed that one. Hatter, have you got yourself to a better place or not?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, I'm here. I love it. What's this called? Would you repeat the same line at the end? Deborah?
You know what, Hatter, it was actually a musical prompt, and my musical choice was the Genesis song, Home by the Sea. And,
oh, okay.
I think I was trying to go for that same kind of feel with the repeat. But in all honesty, I don't think it was a form. It was just how it moved me. It was a combo of the Home by the Sea song with the art there. And that's Kincaid with the lighting. He's got brilliant lighting. But anyway, it was a combo.
Well, I love the way he started out. Light shines on the blind side, lighting up the dark. Man, very good.
Interesting.
Yeah, you just blend in the colors better and better.
Thank you.
I just think it's strong. Yeah, it's a strong start. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to start with the light because it's the specialty of Thomas Kincaid. I have my weird method of method to madness.
Look at the waves. Look at the wave on that picture. It does it. It's 3D almost.
Again, you probably can't see it, but it must have this beautiful picture of the sort of a Thomas Kincaid picture of the waves coming into the shore and creeping up the sort of stones towards this sort of lighthouse and house that have the sort of lights on. So that's the sort of imagery that we're talking about. Did you have a few words about that one, Pete Master?
Mic check. It was a very. Am I still here?
Yeah, you
yes,
are.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I want to just say, like, I don't, know too much about the beaches and whatnot, but it was a very vivid scenery of nature surrounding the essence of, I think, was the Green Mosque Cottage at the end that you brought in. It was actually the cottage, but, like, you know, the lighthouse, the clouds, the reefs, the water splash and all that, you know. So I enjoyed it. I was, I went into my own mind and trying to picture the scene. So, yeah, I could follow along and feel, yeah.
Thank you for those comments.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hatter, did you do anything for this week's show, or were you?
Yes, I did. I forgot to put it. Yeah, I forgot to put it on the page. Hold on.
can you link it up? We've got a couple of times to go. We've got My Little Effort, and that I haven't yet myself, and the piece by Titus. So did you want to, is it quick for you to link it, Hatter, or should I put Titus's piece up now?
Hatter, is that, I return to the, there it is.
You've got it. It's here.
Yeah.
Well done, Hatter.
Okay, it's it's called A Return to the Hard Work of Living.
Okay.
And it goes like this. A return to the hard work of living, wondering, AP, could you read it for me? I'm having a struggle with this.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
I've Returned to the Hard Work of Living by Joe Hatter. It goes a little bit like this. I've returned to the hard work of living, wondering how would I know it was misleading? Am I thinking what they say is true? That you could hate me if I don't think like you. Everything gathered is everything gained. Know what matters as you went insane. Looking behind me, what do I see? A moment in time, in a soliloquy. Wishing for Wells to answer the phone. Tell them I'm coming. I'm coming home. In this.
Better when you read it.
Oh, wow, well, it just depends, Hatter. I wanted to say another word there a couple of times. So, you know, I was finishing the poem before I was even starting it. But, no, very neat. Deb, did you want to say a few words about this one by Hatter?
Yeah, I like the couplets in true Hatter rhyme there. Everything gathered is everything gained, known what matters as you went insane. And the end there, wishing for Wells to answer the phone, tell them I'm coming home. The closing couplet is actually my favorite, but I also noted the play on words there, Hatter, where it's wishing for Wells instead of just flat out wishing Wells. So I like the way you played with that there. And of course, the opening, I've returned to the hard work of living, and it is really hard work sometimes. So I'm really glad you returned. But no, this is a beautiful
Thanks.
Well done, Patter. Now, Beatmaster's actually dropped Deb, so there's just three of us now. So we have got only a couple of poems to go. And Hatter, what we do need from you is we do need a theme for next week's show. Yeah. So
okay.
For next week. While we're all sitting here
okay.
and doing all of this, you want to have to think about that. And I shall
okay.
put what I've been playing with something for a few minutes. I'm just going to put that straight up onto the board, Deb, because it's sort of unfinished-ish. You know, it's close enough. There we go. And then we'll finish with Titus's poem, which I'm sure is more finished than mine. So, are we ready to go with mine, Deb?
Surely.
Okay. Here we go. I'm sitting at a monorail station with a passport to my destination. On a tour of cues at hand, my wheelcase and patience band, and every call is neatly planned. They all board, but my cue stands. Orlando ground, I wish instead Melbourne found. Home, where the foods are waiting, no, where the music's playing. Home, there's trouble waiting silently for me. Every way's an endless stream of x-rays and security. And each terminal's the same to me, the duties and formalities. And every family group I see with deck cramps I long to be. Orlando ground, I wish instead Melbourne found. Home, where the foods are waiting, no, where the music's playing. Home, where there's trouble waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll mind my songs again, I'll play their games and extend. But all word merge, they tumble free in shades of LAX mediocrity, when playfulness in harmony, at last someone to comfort me. Orlando ground, I am instead Melbourne found. Home, where the food's awaiting, no, where the music's playing. Home, there's trouble waiting silently for me, silently for me. In peace.
Way cool.
Golden voice of Art Garfunkel there, huh?
Just a little.
I'd like to.
Just a little.
Very good.
Orlando ground, I wish instead Melbourne found. And I like how you talked about the current events sort of ish in there, and the, should I say, the lack of free or the lack of fun for the LAX mediocrity. I thought you're really cool. Really, really cool.
It really was. Very good, very good.
Oh, there you go. Had it right. A little bit of truth. We had to do something. So, but now, have you been thinking, Hatter, while I've been humming away here,
yeah,
to thought of a topic might be?
How about traffic?
We can do traffic.
Traffic.
We can do traffic. Yeah, we can do traffic.
Yeah.
I like traffic a lot. Yeah, yeah. Good theme. Good theme. We can do traffic. That's cool. That's a cool club. Like that.
Yeah, no sparks are high-heeled boys.
No. That's good. No. I like them. I like traffic a lot. I like traffic a lot. Yeah, I think that's really cool. So yeah, traffic. Great word. and Traffic were a rock band too, by the way. Hatter, you knew that, didn't you?
That's it's Los Parks of High Heel Boys. That was
That's it.
You've got
the bit of Springwoods in the background. So anyway, there you go. So Traffic is the theme for next week. Meanwhile, we have a piece that was sent in to us by Titus. So thank you, Titus, for doing that. It is now up on the board, and I'm going to play you a sound clip. Here we go now.
The Bridge of Once Inside. Your eyes, my dear, share plentiful as all. To fall in love above shall praise and thrall. Sighs lift together such it would reflect. The stillness of the night is near perfect. What love is this, it each reflects our own. As something both relate to, you'll condone. Fulfillment true, that deep as deepness can. Prepare to look at futures further than. Between us, not to mention how so close, above would look but lost this you I chose to be with. Feel the night caress the glow, as gods we see their whereabouts below. And knowledge is the fact that you and I include above the bridge of once and sigh.
Well, there you go. That is a quite a lovely piece, Titus. I've actually have always admired the people who can write sonnets, because sonnets, of course, have a very, very tight set of rules and regs that you have to follow. They're from the Italian, by the way, Hatter, and the from the 13th century, and it's derived from the sonnets, derived from the Italian word meaning a sonetto or a little song. So because of that, you have a set of rhyming. You have a iambic pentameter, for example, and it's actually incredibly difficult to make a sonnet fit together well because of all those rules, and you've just done it brilliantly well there, Titus. So really enjoyed your work and your rhyming and your flow. So very, very well done. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Titus's piece?
Absolutely. Well, for one thing, how about that title, The Bridge of Wanton Sigh? I mean, it's a stunning title to go with the art, for starters. And then we go from the sigh to the music he chose in the background, which sort of felt like a breath of fresh air on its own. And then we dive into the romance right from the get-go. Your eyes, my dear, share plentiful as all. To fall in love above shall praise enthrall. I mean, it's just stunning and, yes, technically difficult, but technically perfect here. And oh, where was that? Between us, not to mention how so close above would look but lost. It's you I chose. Like, it's oozing romance. The visuals are beautiful. As gods, we see their whereabouts below. And knowledge is the fact that you and I include above the bridge of wanton sigh. I love how it comes all the way back to that title. So I think this is one of those total package kind of poems where you're in awe by the time it ends. And then if you take a glance over, it's a multi-award-winning poem as well, which it's easy to see why it's winning awards there. And it's just stunning. And I don't know if I've ever tried a sonnet, but he surely does them quite well.
No, he does them incredible well. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Agreed. Hatter, did you want to say a few words about Titus and his sonnet?
Yeah, I've tried a sonnet, and I can't do it. This is the way I
my mind puts together, you know, the puzzle in a poem. I'm never happy with the 10 syllable.
Yeah.
I think it's because we discussed this the other time, not too long ago, AP, where I tend to make my second line shorter, introducing the first line, either it's the first or third. And I noticed on one of yours, you tend to keep it as long as the first. And in saying that, that's why I can't be sonnets, because they got all the same count.
Because you've got that consistency. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. You've got to have that consistency of line length the whole way through. Yeah, absolutely. So.
This is very good.
It's not long, but it's, you know, some of the, you know, some of the finest pieces of English literature have been sonnets, and you know, I think Titus, you know, continues in that same vein.
Yeah.
So, very impressive. Okie doke. So, Deb, I think we have got through all of the bits on the board that were sitting there. I think, is that right?
We did. I just double checked it all and updated it for next week.
Yeah. So, and we were noting, Hatter, that the Eagles have actually won today in their game. So where does that see them go to next, Deb? They go on in the
We have to see who beats who to find out who they'll go, who they will go against for the division, and then the winner from each division will be who goes to the Super Bowl. So, I do not yet know their opponent, but here we go.
Yeah.
Didn't I say the Eagles will come out here and play the Niners?
I think that's
the way it's going to go.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Well, we'll see. But...
excuse me.
Because
the Niners are
it's still to be determined for who's getting
it. Oh, is it?
Yeah, we won't know yet.
Yeah.
So Minnesota's got to be who is it? Who's the other NFC game?
Well, we have the Bengals and the Bills tomorrow at 3, and we have the boys, the Cowboys against the Niners tomorrow at 6:30, and then we'll have the determinations, because like right now the Chiefs are waiting for their opponent, Eagles are waiting for theirs.
Eagles.
So tomorrow we will find out who the division winners are, and then see who goes, who goes against who next weekend.
Cool.
So it'll either be. Yeah, it'll either be the Cowboys or the Niners, and the Chiefs will either go against the Bengals or the Bills.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that AFC playoff is just
wild.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Deb, while all that's happening, did you want to have a chat about the next couple of shows coming up on A Team of Voices?
I sure would. On Monday, for Personal Prompt Monday, we have another new artist, Leonid Afremov, and he has some beautifully, beautifully colorful art to choose from. And then for inspiration, we have 10 quotes to pick from by the poet raconteur. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm really enjoying these shows where we are paying tribute to the words of our peers. I'm really glad that I went that route, and I hope everybody is enjoying writing to their friends. And
How do you do that, Deb? You go into like Rack's vault and pick lines?
Yeah, I do. I usually start with the poems that are on my favorite lists, and I choose. I choose pieces that seem like they could go in many directions, and then I see what I come up with, and then I try to come up with a couple different pieces of art that could go with each quote so that everybody has a lot of choices. So that'll be Monday. And then we're off Tuesday, And then Wednesday night is the celebration of Wolf Spirit.
Oh, terrific. Okay.
And then Thursday night, my suite. I'm not sure. I believe she's going to continue the Saturday Night Live, but I haven't spoke to her, so, you know. But it looks like the next three are Personal Prompt Monday, Wolf Spirit Wednesday,
yep.
and Sweet Pea Thursday.
Yep. Right. Excellent. And for next Saturday night, we have Traffic, Hatter, for you to host with. And we'll see where that... where that takes people. Interesting, really interesting word. So have you got anything you wanted to add, Hatter?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay.
Fight and crime.
No, that's cool. No, it's all good. So,
I would like to say that A Team of Voices is sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation, and thank you for that, A.P. Love and respect, everyone.
Yeah, A.P.
Pleasure. Thank you. Also, too, we've got our second A.P. Taylor Foundation competition up there. So it's worth getting in quick because those – entries do come in very, very quickly, and I suspect we'll have that one filled in the next day or two. So, if you're interested in, if you're interested in that competition, we'd pay to get your skates on and get quickly. But apart from that, I think we're all good. So we will.
Oh, yeah, I got one thing to say.
Yes.
Go Niners. Go Niners.
Ah, well, you can say that. We've had a lot of love for the Eagles on here today, so we're allowed to say that. So, but apart from that, Deb, I think we've definitely sort of sailed home and got there and come around the other side again. So, thank you to all the people who have called up, to Stephen, to Beatmaster, to Hatter, to Deb, with the show, and then of course to all those people who sent in pieces, to Phil, who always is fantastic at doing that, Titus the same, and Stephen and Deb and Hatter and all the people who had us pieces there for us to read for the show. It's much appreciated. So we will be back with traffic next week, and until then, have a great week. And we will see you down the track. Thank you, everybody.
See you guys.
Thanks, Anna. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you.
And
say good night.
We
Joy.
Will.
Good night.
Oh, night, Joy. I didn't know you were there.
Yeah.
You're sitting here.
Now, where are you?
I'm very, very well. I'm trying to take that gentleman off your hands for a little bit. So, you know, you'll be at least be able to think for a little bit. You know, so I'm trying.
I'll pay you. No. I'm just kidding.
I think you know your head.
I love your work, guys. I love your work. I really do. Always have. We're going to go out with... bit of classic Beatles, Hatter. I'm going out with Love Me Do, and we'll catch you all next week for traffic.
Great.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Night, Joy.
Love me do.
Well, there you go. A little bit of John Lennon on harmonica to finish us off with, Hatter. And we will be back next week for traffic. So bye, everybody. Have a good have a good week.
Yeah. Bye, Deb. Bye, AP.
Bye. See you later, Hatter. Bye, Deb. Bye, Joy.